Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Paranormal Horizons with your hosts, Jason Ophir and psychic medium Sherry. The show is about to begin. Well, hello everyone. Hope everybody has had a safe and fantastic last few weeks. Jason Ophir, joined by the talented psychic medium Sherry, and we are live. We've been playing a lot of pre-records as of late, but tonight we're live. We're going to talk a little bit about, well, I don't know, we always kind of wing it, don't we, Sherry?
Yes, we do. Yes, absolutely. Yes, how is everybody tonight?
Well, how are you? It's been a few weeks since we've done a show. How have you been? What's going on with you?
Doing good. I was on tour. What else have I been doing? It's doing some art projects. What else am I doing? I don't know. There's a lot. I'm doing a lot of word readings. I'm very blessed. What else am I doing? Taking care of my pups. And that's pretty much about it.
Well, sounds like nothing, nothing bad for you. That's great. In terms of what's been going on with me, not a whole lot. I've just been living day by day. Still sick of being, you know, in the rat race working. And hopefully one day I'll be able to not have to work. But other than that, there has not been a whole lot of interesting stuff going on. Now, on a personal note, I sent you a text. I was like, because I was having some issues with my, what I thought was my liver or gallbladder. And I've been having this pain and I guess it's biliary colic. It's been going on for a few years now. It feels like something around my liver, gallbladder cramps, and it comes in waves, and I feel it in my back and my shoulder. And I had an ultrasound years ago and didn't show anything. So I went in for the doctor, wanted to take another look at it, you know, to make sure I don't have gallstones. And I knew I had a fatty liver, so that's no surprise. Like, I don't know, 60% of the people, at least in the United States, have fatty liver. And they spotted like some sort of lesion in my gallbladder. What? That wasn't there a couple of years ago. That polyp or God knows what's going on with it. And I'm glad it's in my gallbladder and not my liver, because man, if you get any weird lesions in your liver, that's usually not great. So I guess I have to keep an eye on my gallbladder now. And if it grows one more millimeter, I'll have my gallbladder removed, which it's kind of entertaining. That's kind of one of those surprises. But other than that, not a whole lot going on. Now, I do want to mention on a totally different subject, there has been a lot that's been going on in the UFO field lately. I don't know if you've heard any of the crazy stuff that's been on mainstream news. Do you know what I'm talking about, Sherry?
No, you'll have to keep me informed on that. I don't watch the news that much. You know, it's so depressing and everything. So I don't normally watch that kind of thing. So you'll have to keep me abreast with that if you can, please.
Yeah, well, both of these things, I don't have any of these pulled up. So what I'm saying is based on memory, but both of these have been mainstream media. All the big news channels have been covering both of these things. The first one is this high-level intelligence person in the United States is breaking his silence. He was part of the government team that researches UAPs, I guess is what they call it, unidentified aerial phenomena. And he was saying, you know, so because he's in the secret program, he has contact with a lot of people that are even in more secret programs that divulged a lot of pretty interesting information to him. And he basically, from what I understand, is kind of doing the whistleblower thing and trying to get Congress involved. And the claims that he is making is the United States government is in possession of many UFOs, flying saucers. And they've been basically collecting them since, you know, Roswell or before, you know, the reported crash disk at Roswell. And he says they are alien craft. We have a bunch of them. And so he's trying to get Congress to investigate because, I mean, you know, stuff like that. There's very few people that are aware of these things, these programs. You probably have people, you know, large companies like Lockheed and stuff like that that are aware. And, but, you know, Congress and Senate, a lot of them, if not all of them, aren't aware of these secret programs. So he's blowing the whistle. And it's getting a lot of publicity because this guy's background allegedly has been verified. And I kind of see it as, over the last several years, we've seen a lot of videos that have been released by the Pentagon and stuff like that showing unidentified aerial phenomena. And so this disclosure seems to be happening more and more often, and the stuff that's being told to us is just getting more common and more intricate, and the information that's being put out there is just fascinating. And I almost wonder if this is kind of a part of a place where the government's finally at some point down the road gonna give us, you know, I would hope for full disclosure. I kind of doubt it, but I think we're going to see more information and validation from the government saying, yeah, there are aliens here and stuff like that. So that's going to be an interesting story to see how that develops. So that's one of them. Did you hear about that one?
No, I didn't.
Damn. You're living under a
rock.
You're living under a rock.
I know. So I wonder what's going to happen. Are they just going to try and expose them? Are they going to cover up? What's your guess on that?
It's hard to say because anytime you hear about a whistleblower, about the UFO coming out with all this, it almost makes you wonder if this could be some sort of psyop, you know, from the CIA where the government's very good at putting out fake information. I mean, that's part of the strategy about keeping us in line and confused about the whole thing. So it's hard to know if that information isn't part of some sort of psychological operation or it's true. Because what the government likes to do, at least my understanding is, you know, they put out truthful information, not just UFOs, but anything. And then they put out fake fantastical information. And so that leaves to us as the listener unsure of, you know, what the reality is. Typically, it would be somewhere in the middle. But it'll be interesting to see how it plays out. Do I think, you know, the president's going to get on television and say aliens exist? I imagine that's probably going to happen at some point, but I don't see it happening in the very near future. But, you know, if the people put enough pressure on, you know, the government, maybe they'll let us know, but I don't think they're going to let us know everything. Because honestly, I think the total truth is probably not something that we're going to want to hear. Ignorance is bliss in a lot of cases, and I think with UFOs, there's probably some nefarious activities going on, things that we don't want to know about the extraterrestrial situation. But that's my guess. Who knows? What do I know?
You never know, huh? Oh, geez. Wow. Yeah.
So,
oh, boy.
The next thing is even more interesting to me. Now, this just happened. I believe it was a week ago. It's been all over the news. Anybody that watches the news would have heard about this or read it online or something. But this is huge. So about a week ago in Las Vegas, in the middle of the night, a family saw something, heard something, saw something crash in their backyard. So they're like freaking out. Like, what was that? You know, you can hear it. Apparently there's some video where you can hear the crash and stuff like that. So they go outside with their guns, and what they see, it's like, I don't know, there's like four or five of them. What they see, I guess they had some big equipment like bulldozers, whatever, in their backyard. And this is like in the, you know, this is, isn't out in the country. This is like Las Vegas proper. They see at least one 9 to 10 foot tall alien gray in their backyard. Like all of these people see it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they're afraid to approach it. You know, they're pulling out their phones trying to get video of it. And apparently it just disappears. And in the video, if you look at it, you kind of see a gray alien, but you kind of don't. It's crappy video. Now, normally when you hear stuff like this, you're just like, oh, you know, it's just some kind of strange hoax, you know. So they ended up calling 911, you know. Not, they're like, there's these 10-foot talls. You can listen to the 911 call. There's this 10-foot tall, I don't know if they used the word alien, but big black eyes in their backyard. And they're like legit freaking out. So the police go out there.
Oh,
four or five people. Yeah, four or five people.
Really?
So they're freaking out on the call. I assume so. And this was at about midnight. Now, you might say this is a hoax, and it very well could be. But the one thing that makes this more interesting, and the one thing that the police were more interested in it was, is right before the 911 call, a police officer was outside of his vehicle and his body cam was on and shows what looks like a green shooting star right before the phone call. Like close to, I mean, like right above, like, you know, 100 feet in the air.
Right.
So.
Wow.
Yeah, so there's some video. To me, it looked like a shooting star, but it was really low. And so the cops are freaking out because they're like, yeah, I saw this thing flying close to the ground. Then these people call with a 911 call saying something just crashed. And there's some video of the crash sound and this and that. So it's all very fascinating. So some of the things that happened since is the family says that somebody's been cruising around in a, you know, black SUV, and somebody installed these cameras to watch the property. We all know that both those things are true because an undercover cop verified the fact that he had been driving around in an unmarked car. Some government agency did install cameras. I don't remember which one it was, but it wasn't like the CIA or FBI or today. It was like some, I don't know, Bureau of Energy. I don't know, some weird things. But somebody didn't install some cameras, and now some people are saying that it's a hoax, but, you know, who knows? But it's very interesting that the officer caught something on body cam, and a few minutes later, they get the 911 call for aliens in the backyard. To me, 10-foot tall gray aliens, not something I've ever seen, but that sounds pretty dang terrifying. A very observant person that watched the video, the cell phone video of these alleged, the backyard, noticed that on the fence that they're standing right next to, it looks like a gray alien was crouched down and moved. And you could see like the fingers on the fence. And I saw what they were saying. And so who knows, but it's out there. Check out the news stories, check out the videos, check out all that.
That's really cool. When do you do, where do you go? Where do you see the video?
Oh, just Google Las Vegas UFO, and I'm sure it'll show up. Here, I'll do that right now. The video is not very telling. You know, it's one of those kind of paradelia things where, yeah, they kind of zoom in, and, yeah, that could be a gray alien, but I wish the video was better. You know, it's hard to say what I would have done in that situation. I don't know. I think I can be pretty ballsy. I might have just walked out there. you know. Yeah, so if you just type in Las Vegas UFO, you can see it's ABC News. It's all over the place. People are freaking out about it. But it's an interesting
legit?
I do, yes.
Do you actually legit? So what's really kind of throws everything out compared, you know, what is the thing is that when they take photos like that, why is it the photos are so cloudy? You never get a real clear picture. Even whether you have an iPhone or you have an Android, you would think that you would have a clear picture.
You would think, but it was dark, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You asked me if I thought it was legit, and I was like, yeah, these people saw something. And the reason I'm saying that is I'm pretty good at reading people. You know, I did countless interviews and interrogations of people, and these people were properly freaked out. Like, I don't think it was acting. If it was, hats off to them, but to me it felt real.
Hats off to them.
I don't know what they were saying. I think if I recall, they were speaking in Spanish, but these two people had their guns on, and they seemed freaked out. And you know, I think it was real. They saw something.
Yeah. Which one? Do they all cover the same thing, or does one cover better than?
I've only seen one video, but I think I saw more than one person with their phone out, and they saw it. They all saw it, but they were afraid to approach it. I just want to say I would just walk out there and risk it, you know.
Okay.
But I understand the fear. 10 foot tall. It's not like a little 4 foot alien gray. Honestly, if I had seen that, I might have thought that it was a prank. So I probably would have walked out there thinking it was a prank. And then at some point when you realize it's not, then maybe I would have run. You know, I'm terrified of aliens. I'm absolutely terrified of them. But I think I would have just walked out there just thinking it was a prank. Nothing scares me more than alien grays. I've had my own experiences. Like, though, that's like sheer terror right there. But yeah, so it'd be interesting to see if that story develops any further. I don't think it will. It was just kind of a one-off thing, but it's interesting it happened. Like, it wasn't out in the Nevada desert. This is like, it looked like tract housing in suburban or I don't know if it's suburban or not, but it looked like tract housing, you know, so right in the thick of things down there in Las Vegas.
Wow, that's crazy. Yeah, there's a lot of things going on. We probably do know and don't know, huh?
Yeah, and unfortunately, we live in a society that doesn't want us to know everything, not just with UFOs, but pretty much everything. I mean, there's another story that came out, which I don't know much about, which the large Hadron Collider, that particle accelerator in, I think it's Geneva, Switzerland, the 13-kilometer particle accelerator, there's saying that when they turn that bad boy on, all sorts of weird stuff happens. Now some people are saying it's when they did that, our universe was destroyed and we moved over into another universe. You know, all that quantum mechanic, quantum theory is way above my head. So I don't know.
Yeah.
But a lot of interesting stuff going on.
Yeah, a lot of stuff. Wow. Wow, that's crazy. So thank you for keeping us informed.
Like I said, I think this is just going to accelerate. I think as each week goes by, we're going to start seeing more information come out from the government, and I think we're going to start to see more odd things happen. One of my dreams that I've always hoped for was an alien invasion, like Independence Day, the movie. You know, if we got to go out, that's the way I want to go out. I don't want to go out in a nuclear war. I mean, full-on aliens shooting lasers, making people explode. That's the way to go. So maybe we're on the verge of an alien invasion, and we're just kind of seeing the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah, I'm glad you're keeping informed of that. I kind of heard about a little bit about the aliens, but I didn't read into it. I was, preoccupied with other things. But I've been really busy with me readings and Chinese medicine, so I can't have not been up to date on what's really happening, if things are happening. Yep.
Yeah, and these are just things that I happen across. I am not looking for news of the paranormal or UFOs. I only notice it when it's on mainstream media. I'm not sitting here Googling, UFOs. I was playing virtual reality earlier because that's my thing. And a buddy of mine was like, do you remember a few years ago when this giant cylindrical asteroid was spotted and some people were saying it was an alien mothership?
Oh, yeah, I remember that, yeah.
A few years ago, people were freaked out because they were saying it doesn't move like an asteroid and it's elongated. And it was all over the news for a long time, and then it just kind of petered out. Well, he told me while we were playing virtual reality that it has orbited the sun and it's coming back into view. So we may see more stories of, and it's named something, but I can't remember the name he said. Is it Apophis? I don't know, something like that. So that's another one that could pop back up in the coming weeks on there. So we're living in absolutely crazy times. If the world wasn't crazy, I mean, with the whole thing in Ukraine and the threat of nuclear war and all that, we're living in exciting times.
We are. Go ahead.
Something's going to pop off. If we're either going to end up nuking each other, or there's going to be some new crazy super virus or something. I hate to say it's the end times because people have been saying that for thousands of years, but I kind of feel like we're at the tail end of life here.
Oh, yeah. Oh, geez. Yeah. Let's see what happens. But anything else new to you? I don't have much to contribute. I've just been in my own little world.
Yeah, nothing crazy. That's about it, We just
Have you had any paranormal things that are happening to you?
Not really. No, I haven't seen any ghosts. I have not captured anything on surveillance cameras. I haven't felt any weird presences. It's been kind of just whatever. What about you?
God. Nothing happening here. Nope. Nothing happening here. Just been kind of leading a boring life, and it's good because, staying out of trouble is really good. And just like I said, just not happening. Just doing a lot of readings and treatments and taking care of my dogs, working on my art project. What else am I doing? Geez. That's pretty much about it. And it's been a couple times I've been on tour, so that's kept me busy for 2 to 3 days on end and recovering. And other than that, it's all good. So your gallbladder, so are you hoping that it's going to heal itself? Is that what you're looking at?
We'll see. No, I'm just waiting for it to get really bad and where I can't take it anymore. I always do things last minute. Everything in life is last minute.
So what are your symptoms to help the audience? What are your symptoms?
Well, it kind of just comes out of the blue. It feels like something in the liver area is just a bad cramp, and it kind of goes, it kind of migrates to the chest or the back, the shoulder, and then it go, you know, and then it just fades off, and then it goes away, and you're like, oh, thank God, and then it comes back, and this can go on for hours.
Wow.
And then sometimes I had, you know, like I had an episode a couple days ago, but before that I hadn't felt it in months. It's really weird.
Wow. So I, you had no indication that you weren't feeling very good or anything.
No, well, actually, I don't know if this is related, but there was a week there I did not feel well. As a matter of fact, I didn't want to eat. I lost 5 pounds. Every time I'd even drink water, it would make me feel yucky. And so I was getting scared because I was like, that's not good. But then it passed, and then I happened to have this abdominal scan. It wasn't because I felt yucky. It was something that I should have done a long time ago, but I never did. And then they sent me a message and said, hey, the doctor wants this. And it just happened to be during a point where I wasn't feeling well. So I was like, okay, this makes sense. Let's just go do this, see if something's happening with my liver. Because, you know, the liver is responsible for just about everything. And if it's having trouble, then, you know, you'll feel like ass.
I know. Have they done anything? Have they considered doing a liver cleanse or anything like that? Or, you know, what are they suggesting that you do? Are you on pills? What are the doctors doing?
I haven't really. I'm going back to the gastro doctor next month, I think. And I'm probably going to have him just give me an endoscopy. Actually, I think I'm going to have him probe me in both ends and meet in the middle. So I haven't had a colonoscopy, and I know I probably got a tumor, but, you know, growing old kind of sucks. I'm not going to lie. I don't remember having these problems when I was younger, you know, and then also next month I got to go to not just a cardiologist, but I have to go to an electrophysiologist because my heart beats all whack, so...
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Crazy.
Wow. Crazy.
Yep. The joys of getting old.
Well, you got to take care of yourself.
Yeah, well, I'm not great with that.
I think you can. It's just a matter of taking care of your health. You are number one.
Yeah. But other than that, everything's okay. You know, not a whole. I know. Here I am dying. Not much to report.
Well, I don't know if we have been on radio, but you know, Ian Fonge was he won the American Idol. Did you hear that?
Yeah, I think we talked about it last time. Congratulations, that's amazing.
Okay, I wasn't sure. We haven't been on there, so I've lost count. But definitely, yeah, I'm so proud of him. Just amazing, amazing. Yeah. So one of the things that I have in our Facebook Paranormal Horizons, we still have a high, and I'm looking at it right now, and we, you know, it's slowly tricking down, but we're still maintaining a good level of followers and likes, over 46,000, almost 47,000 likes and almost 48,000 followers, which is still pretty good. We're hanging in there. But I'm looking at the meme that you said,
Battlestar.
I love that.
Yeah, go check out Paranormal Horizons on Facebook, and you can see the meme about Battlestar Sciatica.
Guys, have to listen to that. Jason and I have pretty, we kind of like, funny and a sixth sense of humor. Nothing that shouldn't be. The only time we've been on trouble is when Maria Wilson Duff got us in trouble with her memes, and we've been put in the penalty box for so long, restricted for so long. It's been years, but now that, you know, we've been out of there, we've been very careful what we what we displayed. But yeah, can you imagine the one I did is a Doritos, the Dorito Oreo.
Oh yeah, I saw that. I saw it. Doritos. Yeah, how many people out there want to have Doritos Oreos? That'd be great. Cheesy cookie.
That'd be a very strange combination. That is freaking too weird. It's kind of like the food that shouldn't be belonging in certain things. Oh, that's crazy. Oh, well, the one I will be posting is the one, it's called, they look like chocolates. And it says, I swear if I bite into some chocolate, it's the hot dog, the hot dog in there, everybody in the room will start dying. They're chocolates. They're like, you could tell they're like, what they remind me is the chocolates you get in the box side of them. They look like, I think of the old fashioned box chocolate, like See's candies. And you think, oh, they're round, you know, they're flat on the bottom, but they're round and they got coconut in them. I don't know if you ever had them, but you know, when I was growing up in California, we had that all the time. Those round ones are very well known in seeds before, a long time ago. There used to be coconut. Well, this meme is, it says, I'll repeat that. I swear if I bite into some chocolate and it's a hot dog in there, everybody in the room is going to, everybody in the room is going to be dying. So what it is a chocolate that as you take a bite, it looks like there might be coconut on the inside of it, like a coating of coconut. But inside of it, it's a hot dog. That's funny. I thought that was hilarious. Oh. Oh, my God.
Good fun. You know, one of these days we'll have to start posting something paranormal on there. It's, I think people enjoy the memes more than just... paranormal.
Absolutely. They enjoy the memes. I don't get very much paranormal, even if I, you know, I, it's interesting because, you know, people are interested, even though it's a paranormal radio station and it's supposed to be paranormal sightings. This is people, when we really got a lot of the people, they just like the memes. The different, the most funny, the better. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, because we all need more humor in our lives, especially in society today.
Yeah, it's pretty, everybody's so serious about, you know, everything that's going on, and we could really be upset or anything like that, but just to bring in the laughter. Oh my, yeah, I got a pretty good hit on that Volkswagen hippie bus mobility scooters, you know, that one.
I'll have to go back.
They're kind of cute. So they were kind of cute, but boy, Jason posted Campbell's Chunky Yogurt, French vanilla with peas and carrots.
You know, I find those food ones freaking hilarious. They, you know, there's one in there that's a baby food bottle that's Taco Bell 7-layer burrito baby food. I mean, come on, that's funny, people.
Yeah, that's funny.
Give your baby... pureed seven layer burrito.
Yeah, like Taco Bell, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, geez, that's funny. I think that's pretty hilarious. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, you got to laugh. But, yeah, there's nothing going on that I can brag about.
Yeah, not much to report. That's I wish I had more. Just the UFO stuff.
The UFO stuff? Yeah, that's UFO stuff. Well, it's around.
You know, I could talk about all the disgusting things I see at work, but you know, it's all the same.
This is funny. After this, some lady had posted about, this is a meme and I can post this. It's about Colgate toothpaste. It says, "Dear Colgate, now that you have added salt and lemon, let us know when you add tequila so we can brush 6 times a day." That's cute. Oh, shit. Oh, anyway, one of the posts that we follow, or I follow anyway on our page when I do look at it, is what is it called? It's about people that are, died in the house. It's called Died in the House. So what happens is that people die in the house and they go died in house. There isn't a website that you can find if anybody in your house has passed away before you move in or buy the house. So go ahead.
I wonder how they compile that information, because I doubt there's like a singular database that goes, you know, somebody died here, you know.
Well, the problem is a lot of states, it depends on the state. It depends on the state rules and things, but some of them don't have to disclose whether they have died or not.
Would you want that information? I don't think I'd particularly care if somebody died in there, unless it was like a murder. Then I think I'd want to know. I would want to know of a traumatic death, but if some old 90-year-old lady passes away, I don't think I'd have a problem with that. Might even be a good thing if the house is cheaper.
Yeah, it is. Oftentimes they are cheaper. Here's one, and you know, not to be morbid or nothing, anything, but died in the house. It's been found. They look like they're Asian. They look literally like they're Asian. It looks like she's either, I don't know, she doesn't look Japanese. She went from Thailand. More Laos or Thailand, not Filipino, but Thailand or Laos. But the son murdered his mother and hid her remains in his freezer. Can you imagine doing that?
You know, one of the things when I'm doing my afternoon rush work at work is I put on true crime and stuff like that. You know, what people can do to one another is absolutely astonishing. You know, it's, wow. Some people are truly heart and soulless. The evilness, you know, killing somebody, locking them in freezers is actually kind of mild compared to the evilness out there. And yeah, but.
I mean, you don't want to trust people. That, you know, it's horrible, but that's what I feel, is that, you know, when you get people that are mentally ill like that and just so off the beaten path, they have no compassion and they're willing to do whatever they can to hurt people like that. There's just, they need to be not just locked up, but, you know, there's got to be some kind of restitution and peace of the people that are involved or the families that are involved.
Yeah, and you really can't trust people. If you look at serial killers of the past, you know, we should do a show on serial killers. I know it's not paranormal. But if you look at serial killers like the Night Stalker, Richard Ramirez, the Satanist guy, you look at Jeffrey Dahmer and you look at them, you go, yeah, these people are whack. They're totally serial killers. But then you look at the other spectrum of it and you look at the people like John Wayne Gacy, Ted Bundy, charismatic guys, active in the community. You would never suspect it. And then they end up killing dozens of women. You know, a lot of people are good at looking normal and acting normal. And then they go
they
out
are.
At night and do that.
So it says here, June 11th, died in Los Angeles, the house where Alfred Hitchcock lived and died. It tells you the address, exactly where he lived and died. Alfred Hitchcock, Joseph Hitchcock, was an English filmmaker widely regarded in the history of cinema. And the career of six decades, directed 50 films, master suspense. He's been around for a long, long, long time. And his films have won 46 Academy Award nominations, including 6 wins, although he never won an award for the best actor despite 5 nominations. He was director and producer of 1960 psycho horror Psycho. Alfred Hitchcock died of kidney failure on the 29th of April in his Bel Air home. It shows exactly where he used to live. His 10957 Bellagio Road. It's right on there, L.A., and shows what the house looks like and everything. And it says here that in California, as of today, which is June 11th, agents and sellers are not, in a big knot, not required to disclose to the buyer any deaths at the property that occurred more than 3 years sold or rented. Interesting. 3 years.
Wow. I don't think, you know, if you're out house hunting and you find out that somebody died in the house, I don't think that should dissuade people. I know somebody died in my mom's house, which she just sold. And when I went there, I sensed nothing. I mean, you don't feel anything. You got to use your instincts when you know, there are houses that you go to and you just cross the threshold of the front door and something feels off. Avoid those places. I know I'd mentioned this probably several years ago, but I went to a estate sale and we're like selling everything. There's stuff in the backyard, living room, bedroom, and walking through. And I didn't sense too much in the house. It was kind of a crappy house. But I walked into the bedroom and I was hit. I was like, I told my roommate who I went with, as soon as I walked in that room, and I said, somebody died in this room. I could feel it. And then,
what was the sensation for you? What was it? How was it for you?
It's so hard to I've done this many times. Somebody sent me a picture and I'm like, oh, enjoy living in your haunted house. Then the house is like totally haunted. So I don't have to be in the house, but I just get the energy from it. It's hard to describe what it actually feels like. It feels completely off. It's hard. It's maybe a thickness, like a heaviness, but it just feels off. And so I told my roommate that, and comes to find out the lady that lived there died in that room. And I was like, yeah, that doesn't surprise me. I could totally feel it. So those are the types of places I would not, because the energy's still there, you know, something. And you can feel it. Now, I'm super skeptical of all this, but I also, you know, I go with my gut. I mean, you got to go with what your feelings, you know. So, I mean, I've had friends go to house showings, walk up to the threshold of the front door and go, nope. Because they sense the same kind of thing. There's something dark there, or something is off.
Something's off, huh? Yeah. Yeah, that can happen very much.
And some people go there and they love the house. It's perfect, and they feel something's off, but they move in anyway because the price is right and it's beautiful, and then they end up running away because the house is haunted. You know, the Lutz family and the Amityville, the Feos were murdered there. The house was super cheap because of all the murders that happened there, and then they run out of there like a month later, you know?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, you got to be careful. I know when I was growing up, my mom would tell me not to go into a place, don't move into a house that had any kind of, you know, like you said, if somebody just died of natural causes and loved that place, that's one thing, or family or something. But if they died either an unnatural death, whether it's homicide, suicide, hanging, you know, anything like that, you know, anything bad, don't go. Find out, but you can't tell. You can't tell usually without going in.
I did live one place where there was a suicide, and I didn't care. In fact, I was still finding pieces of his brain, you know, but I was also young. And I know I've mentioned this on Paranormal Horizons before, but I'll mention it again just because it's interesting. So this is where all the UFO stuff happened. Out there in Malina,
yeah.
Oregon. It was a double wide trailer on a one lane runway. It's out in the country for ultralight planes and stuff like that. Well, the person that lived there had a roommate. She was a friend, and she something was wrong with this guy. I don't know, but she had a shotgun, and one day he grabs the shotgun and goes outside, shoots it off a couple of times. So she grabs the shotgun from him, unloads it, put the shotgun away. A while later, he comes back. Well, he unloaded it, standing right in front of her, puts the shotgun, rotates it, and blew himself right in front of her.
He blew
and so
it right in front?
Right in front of her, a few feet away. And,
oh, wow.
And so when I moved in, there's a bookshelf right there, and you could see the buckshot in the ceiling from the pellets. And there was like a gun rack on the shelf, and there's like part of his brains there. Anyways, I moved into his room, and that place felt off. I always assumed it was because of all the weird UFO shit that was going on out there, but it just felt off, you know. It was like crazy suicide situation. It messed her up for a long time.
Wow.
Because, you know, she was friends with him, and he just vaporized his head right in front of her.
Wow, that's crazy. Wow. Yeah, okay.
I mean, I've seen videos of stuff like that, but, you know, you see... see something like that firsthand. that's a mind twister right there, you know.
Yeah, that's what happened to my neighbor too. He blew his head off, and I don't want to tell you too much what neighbor or anything, but yeah, he blew his head off in the bedroom, and then when his roommate found him, they dragged him out to the front and performed CPR, but he lasted until the paramedics came, and then he passed away. Yeah, it was pretty bad.
You know, almost, you do a shotgun to the head, almost everybody dies, but there's some people it doesn't kill, and they are left completely disfigured. You know, it's just such a gruesome way. Bullets to the, you know, handgun rounds and stuff like that, more often than not, it's going to kill you, but it doesn't always. You know, some people are left brain dead. Some people are left disfigured,
yeah.
You know.
Or paralyzed or whatever.
Yeah.
But you know, crazy. Wow. Yeah, I don't know. You know, there's sometimes, when people do that, just they want to end their pain.
Yeah.
That's the sad part of it. That's the sad part of suicide. But when they're on the other side, you know, they still have the same personalities and everything, but they seem to, most of them seem to regret after that.
Which kind of brings me into something else I heard, and I know we're kind of running out of time, but this is another interesting thing on the paranormal subject, is I was listening to a story of a near-death experience a couple days ago.
Mm-hmm.
And you always hear this, you know, that the white tunnel and all. You hear a lot of the same things. Some people go to hell. But this one was interesting, and I'm going to mention it because it is interesting. So this lady, it's this woman, attractive woman. Her life was just hell. She was a prostitute, drug user. And it really didn't get into how she had died. But her experience was interesting. So she does the whole light thing and then ends up in this place of just pure love. And, you know, it feels like home to her. And she's finally returning home. And there's a being there that was saying, you know, you got to go back. And she's like, I don't want to go back. I don't want to go back. And what ultimately culminated this was the being was explaining to her, or she instantly knew it, I don't remember which one, is that she chose the life that she was in, from her body to all her problems. And what was shown to her was she was like in a library. And if you imagine the books being different things that happen in your life, and she's mm-hmm, with the shopping mm-hmm. cart, she's like, oh, that sounds fun. Yes, I'll have depression. Or, oh, yes, I'll be a prostitute. Or, yes, you know, blah, 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 blah. And so she picked all the bad things in her life, and then she started to pick the good things, you know, the, oh, recovery, blah, 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 blah. I just thought that was interesting because I kind of believe that in the sense that we choose what happens to us down here. Now, I don't know why I didn't choose to be a royal or be filthy rich, why I chose to be poor and have all sorts of weird health problems, but it's kind of an interesting concept to think that you choose every little thing that happens in your life down here.
That's supposedly predestined before the soul goes right into the body that you choose to be in. That's what they say, is that you choose before you come into your body that you're going to have these life lessons. Absolutely. And I think that you can, even though you do have, I think you do have free will. There is usually a path, but you can alter it if you need to. It just depends on the individual.
So that got me thinking about, okay, if we choose everything, then what about the serial killers? So they've chose to be homicidal psychopaths? And is there consequence for that? Or is that just lessons? You know, it's all part of the choosing. Somebody chooses to be a victim of the serial killer, and somebody chooses to be a serial killer. And it's like a video game, you know?
Yeah, I think you can change. I think, you know, just because you have that, I mean, look at people that have, you know, recovered from alcoholism or drug abuse or anything like that. I think it's a very conscious choice. You do have a certain amount of free will. You know, you do. There is a certain destiny, but there also is a free will of where you can choose to. Everything is thought. You can, everything, I mean, energy is a thought. Everything, energy is an action. So whatever choice you have at that time, it depends on your intention. What is your intention? Are you wanting to, you know, is your ego going to overtake what your purpose in life here is? I don't know. It's a very good question.
I feel kind of the opposite. I feel like this is a movie, and every action that you've taken, every thought that you've had, every experience that you've had, is already written. It's like mm-hmm. watching a movie. That's what I think. But who knows? I guess we'll have to die to find out.
Yeah, you just never know, huh?
The worst case scenario, if you think hell is the worst possibility, in my opinion, it's not. The worst possibility is that there's nothing. Because even hell and burning in brimstone is something. Nothing is worse than something. If you cease to exist, if you have no consciousness and you just poof, that to me is the worst thing that can happen.
That's something to think about.
such cheery conversation tonight, Sherry.
That's a good conversation. Things we don't cover normally.
I'm going to have to turn a light on. I'm sitting in the dark. I'm kind of freaking myself out.
Well, it's not dark in Oregon, is it? Not yet. My neck of the woods.
I have blackout curtains, so I keep things dark, like my soul.
No, are you serious?
Yeah, I like dark. The sun is overrated.
So you like to have it so like it's really like people don't know what's going on, like you got some kind of secret society going on.
Yeah, totally. Totally. Dark and cold is the way to go. Yeah, I don't want people looking in here. All sorts of shady people trying to look in your front door or the neighbors looking in your window. I don't want that.
Are you really close to your neighbors? Seriously?
I've got neighbors on all four sides.
Oh, wow.
I have two shared walls on each side. I have a shared wall. In front, there's a driveway, but their units face mine, so they would be able to see into the front. And then on the rear, there's other units just beyond my backyard. And yeah, so anybody that, you know, they can just watch. We actually had a neighbor that was peeping Tommen towards my unit. So I don't want people to see what I'm doing. And besides, I like to walk around naked, so no one needs to see that. So I roll commando.
Is that true?
In the mornings it is.
You don't care.
I don't care. Yeah, it's what God had intended me to be. Nudist in the morning, so yeah.
Oh, wow.
A free show.
A free show. Well, that's the reason why you want to have the curtains down.
Yeah, I wish I wasn't fat, or else I'd leave the curtains open, so I'd give a real show. You know there's a law against that, too? You know how there's public indecency, you know, when you're being indecent? But you know there's a law that's called private indecency?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, it's like walking naked by the window and you can get arrested. There's a law for everything. Anyhow.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, we're getting close. We got going.
Yeah, we covered it all. We talked about nudism. We talked to haunted houses and spirits, the afterlife, UFOs, health problems. Yeah, I think we covered it all.
Covered the gamut, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, shoot. Well, let's see what's going on. If you want to cover, if you're not busy, we can do Paranormal Horizons. Maybe I'll try and find a guest to talk about something different. You know what I mean? I don't care. Whatever you're open to. So if we get a guest, I can find an interesting guest and blow the time away, or just you and me. It's up to you. I'm open.
Either way, yeah, I'm down for whatever. We'll
out. We'll do next week, and then we'll take another next week off, the second week off or something. Just take a break.
Okay,
so,
cool.
Anyway, let me plug myself in. Psychic Medium Sherry. If you want to get a hold of me, get a hold of me on Facebook, Psychic Medium Sherry at Sherri. you can get a hold of me also on my website, www.psychicmediumsherri.com. You can listen to me there. What else am I? What else? Medical medium and trained in Chinese medicine. Been doing this for August. Will be 24 years that I've been doing this. Love what I do. Don't want an office. Just get a hold of me. I do everything on video or in person. What else? I'm in the member of the, I just renewed my membership for the Asian American Journalists and Media Association. So being that I am Asian and I'm also on radio, I renewed my membership. So That'd be cool. I'm excited. Maybe we can do something on that slide.
Yeah.
So I've got a lot of things under the works, under the radar. But in the meantime, everybody be safe. And, yeah, just have a good summer. And good to listen to you guys. You know, just listen to us and follow us on Facebook. And that's pretty much about it.
Cool beans. Well, as usual, I'm a ghost and there's no way to get a hold of me. Not that anybody would want to, but I hope everybody has a safe and wonderful, fantastic week, and we'll more than likely see everybody next Sunday, 7 p.m. West Coast time. And that's about it.
Yep. Thank you, guys. Follow us on Facebook, not Psychic Medium Sherry, but Paranormal Horizons. Hey, take care, everybody. Love and peace.
Love and peace. Good night, everyone.
All right. Yeah.